Hey man, 420 Rapper, Vito Banger, the new album coming, written in bud. We selling it a different way, you're going to have to get it a different way. And y'all stay tuned for details. Big Vito Banger, Vito, Napa Roots, whatever's going on, it's 2020. Shout out to my son, he's a Kentucky Wildcat signee. And I've taken time out to raise kids. I got another one on the way, All-American ball player. She a freshman doing a thing. Shout out to my other kids, my grandson, Salsa Montana, my granddaughter, Navy. Man, the family's growing.
That's what's up.
Chillin', man. What it do, man?
Not much, man. I'm here on behalf of Wise Words. It's a new podcast, vlog, whatever you want to call it. I want to sit down with, you know, local entrepreneurs, small business owners, and artists, and people in the community that's had a big impact. And, I mean, to me personally, you can't mention Kentucky without mentioning Nappy Roots, and then you can't mention Nappy Roots without mentioning Big V.
Oh, man.
So, man, for everybody that's been under a rock for the last 15, 20 years, why don't you tell us real quick who you are and what you've done.
Oh man, I'll dribble, man. This Vito, man. Vito, Big V, Napa Roots, Vito Banger, the voice of the Poe people. Oh, got a whole lot of names, few of them, they call me to my face. 20 years, man. 25 years ago, set out, well, in 1987, started rapping, whatever. And it was my main talent, I think. But playing football in a small town kind of made me popular and got my numbers up. And I met a lot of people playing football, a lot of walks of life, a lot of people met me. And needless to say, man, I went to Eastern Kentucky because I could run the ball. But my homeboy went to Western Kentucky because he was a more fit for them, named Sean Taylor or whatever. And I had went through a series of life events in college. I was a new father at 18 or whatever, tore up my ankle at this time. So come back home in Bowling Green, my homeboy was going to Western. He was like, man, there's some cats that do what you do. And was serious about getting out of here. Some boys from Louisville, a collective. They would party every Thursday night or whatever. We hung out and formed this group called Nappy Roots in 1995. Signed a record deal in 98 with Atlantic Records. Did some developing then, went tour, 8-Ball, MJG, Trick Daddy, Lil Jon, you know, chilling circuit thing till we got good. Okay. Then there was a big, big act out of St. Louis named Nelly, Country Grandma, who really like Moses, who opened up the sea for us to walk across as a country artist, you know. Kentucky was too north to be south and too east to be west, smack dab in the middle. So Nelly opened the doors of St. Louis, Atlanta, come down the road and get the next best thing, smoking, which was Nappy Roots. And hell, I didn't know that not having a big brother at that time was a disadvantage. But to be raw and the one who wrote All in All, Poe Folks, Good Day, and several other big records. And two had wrote Country Roads at that time, and A&R from Atlantic, New York City or LA to be interested in scribing Nappy Roots. So we signed a record deal, we on tour, we developing, all of a sudden come up with this record called All in All. And it changed lives forever.
Rest is history,
right? Rest is history.
Awesome. Well, we start this out after the little intro. I want to, we kind of base this off of Wise Words, so I want to know, like, a favorite quote or saying that you've kind of lived your life by.
God give us life to enjoy all things, not all things to enjoy life. And it's just that for me. Like, in order to love joy, you're going to have to know what pain is. And in order to have a real lit up world, you're going to have to know what dark is. And so everything's in the season. What I learned about rap, music, life, football, basketball. Everybody likes their time, you know, especially with music. first getting girls and you smoking weed and the best times of your life, you're gonna like that music for the rest of your life. I don't give a fuck who come out or whatever's going on. You're gonna like your time.
Yeah.
You know, so
I can agree with that.
So, you know, that's what I've learned.
So, like, I want to kind of draw the connection here between, I guess, business, entrepreneurship, and artistry in today's music. Like, I don't really believe that, I guess it can happen, but what's your thoughts on, the artist being his own business? Like,
you're going to have to be.
Yeah.
Because the label ain't being that no more. And then guys like myself being the last hard copy artist, you know, when I say the hard copy, that's the CD. That's the one that we're burning before, you know. Take said hard copy artists. Yeah, I'm being the last one of those. Like, those were stone age the way they do business now. Now, cats is getting scans and they selling this and they branded with this. So, you gotta definitely know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Demographically, you gotta know what your music stands for, who's it selling to, and what are the things that accompany it. So, yeah, we're at a time where you can really be creative. NBA, NFL are showing us how to become more massive marketed cats and appeal to people who really got the dime for what you're doing.
Right. When you first started, what was the inspiration to you? Who inspired you musically?
Inspired. Like, early going on, I was into, I guess Scarface and the Ghetto Boys.
Okay.
Early, like when I was sophomore or whatever. Big Daddy Kane early, you know, in junior high in 88, you know, ain't no half stepping. Dougie Fresh, you know, things like that. New Kids on the Block. I had older sisters, so we listened to girl music in my house. Biz Markie and all the hip songs, you know, the girls listened to.
Gotcha.
And then started smoking weed. Junior high, yeah, junior high, getting drunk. Then I started listening to this shit. I was born on a wino street anyway, so I was familiar with Joe Simon, Johnny Teller, Barry White, Marvin Gaye. You know, the wino card playing music, you know. So once I became a rapper, about 87, and I actually realized I wanted what I really wanted to do, And more people familiar kept hearing me at schools or back of the buses or cafeterias. By 93, I had a girlfriend. And she brought me this CD. There was a guy named 8-Ball and MJG coming out hard. She said, baby, this is ain't no bullshit rap here. You gonna love this shit. He got a demeanor like you. And I was like, wow. Somebody who I could finally relate to, you know, candy painting hose and gold teeth, weed, and, you know,
and just Southern vibe.
Yeah, it was just cool.
Kind of in a way.
Yeah, and it wasn't gangster, it was reality.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't want to, from that point on, shit, guidance counselor asked me in school, what you gonna be, a motherfucking rapper? something more realistic with that holler.
Yeah.
That's realistic for me.
Well, to play off of that, if Vito wasn't Big V and you wasn't a rapper, what would you do? What would you have done?
In my earlier life, before the weed, before, like, it's hard to say that now because rap freed me. Like, I know that there's rules for them and there's rules for us. And, you know, once you're on that side of the coin, you're like, I was really a buster. I was really square. I was really a sucker. You know, and you, my country, tis a thing, raise your hand and you wanted to be this ambulance driver, an orderly, you know, and make 80 grand a year and think that's going, but never be out of the box and they never teach you about life. So man, after I became a rapper and free and could, I paid the police, hell. Y'all keep him that way. I'm smoking reefer back here. You know what I mean? And once you realize, man, money run this motherfucker, I'm embarrassed to tell you the square life I thought I was. You know what I mean? Like, now I just want to be free.
I understand
and work with what I do to make money Man, now you know a rapper. We all out hustler. And we selling pussy down the chapstick. And so as we rap whatever we're going to do, all legal. But, you know, and really get your feet down now. So now that being free and being around the country a whole lot and knowing how things go, like, damn, I must have been out of my damn head. Like, when you asked me that, I was embarrassed. Like, man, I was a square dude thinking of 9 to 5 and I could live like a white man. And then they didn't tell you you was a nigga in class. You know, a certain ceiling you ain't gonna get to. And you're entertainment, you're a football player, you do music, you whatever. Man, motherfucker don't wanna hear nothing about your real life. You sing all night the way I heard it on that jukebox. I paid $30. I don't give a fuck about your sister just dying, or you arguing with your bitch, or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, kids is bullshit.
Personal sides out of it.
Yeah, motherfucker want you there in that town that Friday night or that Christmas Eve or whatever the fuck. And then you realize, okay, what you are. And we glorify it. And things like being a fat, chubby kid. And kind of slick game. I thought I would, you know, decent chin, like fuck. And it's like, as an artist, that's what you wanted to get. Mama cleaned up the house, Soul Train dancers, jabbering, I'm gonna fuck one of them, you know. Mm-hmm. So I get to that level. Let's see, I got that. And then what we set out to be is dirty talking young men under a shade tree in the country, that can be had. What motherfucker didn't tell you about that credit score, and damn, take the money, the hoes come with it, or good times come with it. So now, if you'd ask me, now I'm gonna be an accountant, or I'm gonna have a bunch of motherfuckers around me from high school that's smarter than me.
Right.
And they're gonna do accounting, they're gonna do marketing, and this one's gonna do this, and then we're gonna bring my, I am the entertainment. But I'm not dumb enough to try to run my own ship, but I know I need my ship ran. Yeah. You know?
Take some machines sometimes.
Yeah, so now it's like, all right, I got a team. I got 3.5 million people who know who I am. And the second round for Vito, and still got that music to stay. This time I'm attaching things to my music that you would buy if you're my age, and the rest of that shit don't hold no value. Something good.
I read a lot of books, man. I feel like any successful person in any field reads a lot.
Yeah.
Do you got one or two books that you would like recommend, or one that you would consider?
All about the music business. You got to learn that if you're an artist. And you probably, I don't know what thrives other artists to be other artists. Like, you hear jingles, or you hear somebody wrote a hook, or I don't know what they seek. Like, for me, every song, every thesis, for me to touch on it, I gotta know about it. Or I won't rap about it. I got $1 million in a week. You asking me what I do with $1 million? Get out of my element. I like, what's the matter now? You used to sell his daddy dope. You know, what's the rush now? You used to sell her mama dope. And they grew up hard, you know.
That's a different channel. That's
Yeah. So.
I got you.
Yeah, so that's V, man. I don't.
So what would you consider a bad recommendation or bad advice that people in your industry get?
Fake it till you make it. There's a tomorrow. You can do this forever.
That's a big one right there.
This is like playing pro football, basketball. Your moves off the court matters.
Are you saying the moves off the court don't matter? They do.
They help the character. Rap is a career.
It's a brand.
Yeah. And then, you know, if your brand ain't solid, or you was just some actor, the label sign, you ain't be here today and gone tomorrow. Your roots got to be planted. And plus, your fans, If you notice, if a man's going to put $2 or $3 million behind your name and your brand identity, he thinks your music can change things. Mm-hmm. And then most of the guys here lately don't have that behind their music because their music is, it sound like what you call it, it's in that vein. If you listen to the radio now, all of the productions sound like y'all produced by one person.
Right.
And we
right.
for this shit. So I don't listen to the radio as an older man.
Yeah.
Especially when they call and ask about your playlist and shit and add to theirs. I might listen to soft rock a lot, more 70s and 80s. The Sam, if I'm in Bowling Green, most definitely. Motown, if I'm on Sears, you know, something like that. Or maybe the Sway Show. Some, you know, there's something with some substance.
Definitely.
You know, I like some of the new talent, they saying that shit, especially the girl, the big girl that's comfortable. Put the single, single, no man for the middle, I can. And like, that's the original shit out there. The rest of that shit is, you sound like what you call.
Mm-hmm. They all sound like
yeah, did yeah, what you call produce that too? Yeah, I can tell. You know. So yeah, it's just, I don't know. Hip hop comes and go. I don't laugh at today's hip hop because we grew up on hip hop. Pee Wee Herman. Everybody got that kind of rap, but I represent a more mature rap. Life after Gates talking about we're supposed to be in love. Well, let me tell you about the bitch, huh? You know.
Oh,
you know, so everything's everything.
That's what's up. You, man, you got like a mentor or someone you've looked up to? This just kind of, you know, guided you through this?
I ain't answer shit you asking me. mentors, people I followed doing this music, Bobby Jones early, Mahalia Jackson, Aretha Franklin, Busta Rhymes for breaking away from the leaders of the new school and doing this thing. Jay-Z for not starting on top but working his way to it. Ice Cube for recognizing they bullshitting me and I am the motherfucking man in this. Dre for waiting out of the situation. Muddy Waters, there's a whole lot of people their stories are similar to mine.
Right.
So, and then you asked me after that, I told you my influence. Well, I can't smoke doing these interviews.
Nah, you good, fam. Oh, well, we kind of skip around.
All right. What did you ask me last?
Mentor.
Skinny DeVille was my big brother at this.
Okay.
Put me on my first airplane. Showed me I didn't have to rap so gangster, so rough. Let them know you. Mm. And so it was okay to be a common man, because that's what we rap. And it was okay to have a hilltop of Jersey, because that's where you're from. And it's okay to love your state first. Like, then we went to New York and see how they rap their shit. L.A. rap is. Atlanta rep Dez and Louisville Cat rep Dez. And it was just like, we gotta meet more people that just know them. You know, common folk, cool people, Walmart shopper. And so it was cool. Like, happiness wasn't no distant place or some beach with sandy feet that you gotta take a shower in the next 10 minutes. You know, Kentucky was good enough. So that was my mentor, Skinny, in the early beginning. Until it was like Michael Jordan and Kobe, you know. Yeah. Okay, I can do that too. Maybe jump a little higher. Mm-hmm. Maybe my jump shot's wetter. You know. Mm-hmm. And then after that, man, after the first album, after we got to it, my mentor became something else. Turned on me. You know, motherfucker ain't going with you. They gonna hate on the trip. So, again, man, I learned a lot. People that's going with you don't necessarily stay with you.
Oh, no. So if you had the opportunity to work with anyone that you haven't yet, who would be one artist or band or whatever that you want to
collaborate with? Prince, Mike, shit, Rita,
Man, still one that's alive.
I'm trying. I've worked with Ralphie and Sadiq. I've worked with Banner. Worked with John. I worked with Kanye. I guess an artist today, Try to be Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac.
All right. Hey, I'd like to hear that.
Or Big Snoop Dogg.
Speaking of, man, I just seen the video last week where Snoop was jamming out to Po-Po's. How'd that make you feel?
Man, like, when another great artist listens to somebody who listens to them, like, wow. And I vibe to Gin & Juice like that. Yeah. And to see I am vibe to Po-Po, like, wow. All right, that was all right. Really felt good because I listened to Curtis Mayfield or Snoop or Dre, G-Thing, you know, the same way back on the because you know we buy the rip shit, you know, come on now. And growing up on Snoop Dogg since sophomore 11th grade and to have him listen to your music now as an older man, feel like I can touch the rim again.
Let's see here. This is one of my favorite questions, man. This is one I want to see and dig a little deeper in on, man. But what's a favorite failure of yours? Something that taught you?
A favorite failure?
Yeah.
Falling in a relationship, I guess. You know how we come from picket fence and station wagon kind of view of how you view TV. And to actually try that and fail, and then for it to be another role for you to take, and a bond with your kids, without, let's say, a marriage or a close relationship, and to know you just as much as daddy, without that, that was big for me. Walking away from Nappy Roots after a Good Day song that McDonald's was playing, and to still have confidence to put out the same caliber level of music when, let's say, Nappy Roots going into another direction. They live southern lives. They live in Atlanta. I'm a country boy, Walmart shopper. And to actually survive that divorce. Definitely. You know? Like, those were beautiful failures for me. Or to not win a Grammy and to be there and to understand the story of the popular guy wins the Grammy, not the best music.
That's true.
You know, so to understand those things. And 10 years later to where Grammy talk in my town is common now. Cage the Elephant brought one to home. Like,
that's awesome.
10 years ago, Vito then was there.
Mm-hmm.
And now for Bowling Green, Kentucky to have some Grammy award winners from that same era, that same time, 10 years later of, okay, I can do it because they did it. Like, those are the biggest failures for me.
I mean, definitely paved the road and opened some doors for the whole community and all genres, if you ask me.
So now it'd be my turn. Maybe the Woohoo will play my music like they do Caged Elephant and the other stations in Kentucky.
Y'all ever gonna do some music with Caged Elephant?
Man, I got a song recorded already with Matt. And we always talk about it when we're at Tid Bars. You know, if you're from Bowling Green, the meeting up spot, if you're on neutral ground, is Tid Bars. And we cut up every time I see them when they're in town, when I'm back. And we talk of it. It's just Bobo because I'm always busy. So I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's coming.
We'll stay on the lookout for that for sure. And so, what would be like a perfect daily routine for Vito Vanga?
Man, eyes open, feet hit that floor, tell God thank you. The blunt I had and I forgot about last night is still there. Baby's got a ball game later. It's a Friday, I'm going to get my hair cut. Publishing check out there that I didn't know about. It's there, it's only 11 o'clock now. I'm grinning. On my way to the liquor store. Catch a plate over Fifth Street, Broadway, down over there. And my man Dalton's cooked me a nice omelet or something. I get good now and second shot of liquor. Catch a ball game. My kids starting in. Then we're going to go watch Tyrone Dunn sing later with some available people, you know, drink and smoke real good night. That's me just vibing in Bowling Green. Like, that's a perfect day for me at 40 years old. You know?
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, what are you working on now? What gets you out of bed? What's up now?
I'm going to wake up. I'm going to exercise. I got a new movie dropping February 14th, Don't Shoot the Messenger. Movie chasing that one, the first one I'm starring in, 45 Seconds. Bank robbery movie in Florida in the 90s. Really interesting tale. With that coming, I got a new album dropping February the 14th, written in blood.
February 14th?
Valentine's Day is my birthday. Definitely OG once you ain't 30 no more. Like I said, doing that, I got a new strand of reefer coming out, watermelon, chicken, and grits. The strand, higher than any resolution you smoked, is prettier than a white rose on Mother's Day. You know, and so doing some things, man. I've been busy.
We look forward to seeing it all. Where can people find you?
YouTube watch. I'm Vito Bango, Big V of Nappy Roots. On Twitter, I'm Big Vito Bango. Tinder, if you want that good feel, and we'll match. You know what it is. We can get down. www.swinglife.com. MLFM specialist. Like I said, I'm everywhere. I'm doing everything. Doing, like I said, a lot of adult entertainment. King of BBC for the white girls and black ones too. It's just going down, man. Like I said, I'm getting my frame back. I'm gonna take Droxicut, lose 40 more pounds, get that 25-year-old chin, hit the road in March. Fucking with my dog Static and Jason out there. We ram sick. I'm Denver, Colorado. So definitely gonna do Denver, new Smoke Town, Smoke Town. Gonna hang out with my dog Madison. Everybody in Royal. My flow was made for Koufax, and that's the busiest street in Denver. And definitely gonna bring it to that. I'm working on new grow houses here in Kentucky. We're waiting for the law to change. I just now got business license, you know, for my CBC, food, hot sauce infused, weed infused. Like I said, the life of a black.
Hot sauce infused, huh?
Yeah, life of a black hippie, you know, that's done tasted better, like pimples and corn, not salt, you know. So we doing some things, man.
Man, I'm going to wrap this up with this question. Who you got for the Super Bowl, man?
Oh, shit. My favorite quarterback. It's Joe Montana. I believe defense will beat offense. And I'm proud of Andy. I don't know if he'll get out smarter this time. He's been here. And I believe every dog has a day like Dirk Nowitzki. This might be 13 years, you know. It might be time for the sun to shine. But I'm betting with the 49ers.
You heard it here first. Big B's got the 49ers. And I appreciate you holding it down.
Puff.
Yes, sir.
Pass. Hey, man, 420 Rapper, Vito Banger, the new album coming, written in blood. We're selling it a different way. You're going to have to get it a different way. And y'all stay tuned for details. Big Vito Banger, Gmail. I mean, you can hit me up on Gmail, whatever you at. Vito, Napa Roots, whatever's going on. It's 2020. Shout out to my son. He's a Kentucky Wildcat. Signing, and I've taken time out to raise kids. I got another one on the way, All-American ball player. She a freshman doing a thing. Shout out to my other kids, my grandson Salsa Montana, my granddaughter Navy. Man, the family's growing.
That's what's up. Say we couldn't
take it. Sipping emotion, puff